This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
It is a very, very sad thing that we do this afternoon in mentioning the passing of a tremendous local, a giant in the field of juvenile justice. I was going to say a local judge. He's so much more than that. He's been a man who has worked tirelessly on behalf of young people and the parents of young people in their quest for justice in our own local court system. Augusta Juvenile Court Judge, Senior Judge Doug Flanagan, passed away today after a long battle with a debilitating disease. He was one of the finest and most generous public servants I've ever known. My heart breaks for his family naturally and for all the children who will miss out on the benefit of his wisdom and his compassion and his incredible experience. God bless his sweet soul. May the Lord comfort all those who loved him. I say this about Judge Flanagan. He did his best, and the world was better because he did. Joining me on the hotline is our friend and colleague, and sometimes WGAC fill-in, but she's also worked in TV for many years, Ashley Campbell. And Ashley not only comes to us as a reporter that worked and interviewed Judge Flanagan, but he actually married you and your husband, Ashley.
Yeah, Austin. Excuse me if I'm still in a little bit of shock just learning about this. But, you know, listening to you, you're right. Judge Flanagan was a hero in so many ways. I mean, he fought for our country, and he also fought for the youth in our area. You know, we're talking about Columbia County, Richmond County, Burke County. He was just so passionate in what he did and came up with so many different programs to help, you know, the young adults who needed it. I met him when I was filling in and doing a sad court story, a juvenile court story, where a young teen had wrecked and killed the passenger in her car. So we met on sad terms, but eventually I would get called into his office and he would, you know, show me all his accolades, and he would show me pictures of his family, his children, his wife, and take me back to so many stories, you know, and his accent alone would make you laugh, you know, his northern accent and, you know, aspect on things. And so, yeah, my husband at the time was working at the Justice Center, and I happened to be in the same courtroom as my husband, you know, and the judge kept asking Nathan, when are you going to ask her out? When are you going to ask her out? Like, you know, telling him, you know, I'm like, thank you, Judge. I'm like, Doug, stay on him, stay on him. And after a year, you know, we finally made it official, and we couldn't think of anyone else that we would rather have marry us than Judge Flanagan. You know, he brought us together. He loved Nathan. He and I had a great relationship. It became more than just, you know, let's go do a story and interview him. It became more like, let me go visit him and sit and chat. And he had so many words of wisdom and shared so many different stories with me. And I don't think you're going to find another juvenile court judge who really does care about not just the youth, but also the people who he worked for. He has been battling with Richmond County better working conditions.
Ashley, I'm going to put you on the spot here real quick, and I don't mean to betray a confidence here, because I think this speaks well of him. It is impossible, and Ashley can back me up on this, it is impossible to ever get a comment or much behind-the-scenes chatter from a judge on any decision he or she makes in a case or in anything going on in the news. Mm-hmm. Judge Flanagan would make sure that you understood his rationale. And he would often do it to a reporter or to any media covering a case. He would often do it in an aside, not making a big deal, not an on-camera interview, nothing that he would want you to quote him on. Mm-hmm. But on many occasions, I got a call from him, many occasions, saying, hey, Austin, this is in the news. I want you to understand what's going on here and why this has happened the way that it did. And on many occasions, he would call me and let me know about an issue that needed my attention. And mm-hmm. and I never once took that for granted. There were a lot of stories that I've commented on through the years that came to my attention because Judge Flanagan thought they deserved a spotlight. And he knew, as a judge, there wasn't a whole lot he could do without getting in trouble. And so he would just make sure the seeds were planted, and I love that about him.
No, yeah, and, you know, if you're doing a story with him, he's going to break it down. He's going to tell you, and he'll even motion to the photographer, okay, turn the camera off and let me really tell you what's going on. You know?
Yep.
And but you had that level of trust with him. That way you had a better understanding, and when you give your report, you're not going to be saying what he tells you, but you're going to have a better understanding, and you're going to have that report will be better. You know what I mean?
No, no doubt. And again, this man was such an incredible presence in the local legal community. There were many, many attorneys that he had to kind of help walk through certain very complicated processes, particularly those who were young and not associated with the rather unique sets of rules and regulations that accompany juvenile court proceedings. And
you know, sure.
What can and can't happen. I remember one time very, very distinctly me getting into a debate with somebody saying they were going to sue me because a kid who had been charged with a crime, I'd mentioned their name, and it was a serious crime. I wish you remember who it was. It was a serious crime, one that the kid was convicted and went to grown-up jail for. But I was detailing some of his background, and his mother called and just said, "I'm going to sue you. I'm going to shut down the station, and he's a juvenile. You can't mention all that kind of." And Judge Flanagan, I'll never forget, I was going to commercial break, and the producer said, "You need to take line three off the air." And I said, I don't have time. You need to take Judge three off there, or line three off there. I said, okay. And it was, Austin, it's Doug Flanagan here. Yes, sir. He says, I want you to stay after this woman. There's absolutely no right to juvenile privacy in a case like this involving the deadly sins. He says, certainly, he said, this woman's gotten confused. She thinks that because the school system can't make a comment that nobody else can, and that's wrong. That's wrong. As long as what you're saying is true, you can identify them. And of course. And I knew what I was saying was right, but he wanted to back me up on it, and it made me feel good.
Oh, of course.
Many, many times, many, many times we had conversations like that over the years.
And he was like that. You know, he cared about what was getting put out there, and he was putting it out there. And, you know, I mean, he cared about his community. He cared about his youth. I mean, my goodness, he's been involved with the Boy Scouts for I don't know how long or how many years. You know, he just always stayed active, whether it be work or play, you know, in home life. And my heart really goes out to his wife and his children at this time, because it's just so sudden, and I just can't even imagine what, you know, they're going through.
Well, you know, he'd been ill for a very, very long time. And for those of you who may not be familiar with what Judge Flanagan was dealing with, he was dealing with a number of ailments, all related in his belief, and he's got the records to back it up, to his exposure to Agent Orange when he was in the Vietnam War. He was injured in battle in the Vietnam War. And matter of fact, Barry Pascal, I saw a few minutes ago, tells a great story. In the state of Georgia a few years ago, when they started designating that Purple Heart veterans could get a license plate, Judge Flanagan had Purple Heart Georgia number one. And Barry asked him, said, "Well, Judge, how in the world did you end up with Purple Heart number one?" And Judge Flanagan says, "Well, first, I got shot."
That just sounds like
I know. He laughed, and then he says, "But no," he said, "seriously." He said, when this came up, I helped craft the legislation that made this possible, and as a tribute in gratitude to me, they gave me number one. So I thought that was awesome. He was a fantastic addition to, or part of, our community, excuse me, and a star when it came to the judicial system. And he is going to be, his spot will be filled at some point, but he will never be replaced.
Never be replaced. You know, and as much as he worked hard, he played hard. He was always a jokester.
Oh, yeah.
If he could pull a prank on you, he would in a second. He did that with my photographer, Mark, one day. He was bent over getting video, and he just happened to be driving over the hump that they've placed over at Evanstown Center Park when they put those tubes, you know, during the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, shouted out at Mark, scared him half to death. But that's just him, you know.
He
was always so lighthearted.
Very much.
No matter what he was going through. And when he was sick, as you mentioned, you would have never known it. He would have never showed it.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, dear, I really appreciate you chiming in here. When I was looking through some of the pictures and I saw the picture of him presiding at your wedding, I figured you would be a great person to talk to, reach out to on this.
Yeah, I will never forget him, and I love him and miss him. And, again, for anybody who knew him, my heart goes out to you and his family. And to you as well, Austin.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're going to have those pictures of your wedding. You'll always be able to remember them, you know, 50, 60 sure. years from now when you're showing your grandkids and great-grandkids those pictures. I have a picture, not of Judge Fleming, but one of my favorite judges who sadly mm-hmm. we lost a few years ago, too, Judge Jack Ruffin, who was the presiding judge for my adoption of Christine. And, well, I say presiding judge. All he had to do was sign the papers. But there was a very formal meeting when it's mm-hmm. time to do that, and you're called into the judge's office. And we were all dressed up in our Sunday clothes, and Christine had on her christening gown. I mean, it was a big, big deal. And mm-hmm. I just remember how much fun Judge Ruffin had it at that. I'm getting choked up thinking about it.
Yeah.
How much
yeah.
fun he had and how he said, young man, talking to me. I was a TV reporter. I wasn't on the radio then. He says, young man, I know that you have to cover a lot of tragedy, and I know that you've been in my courtroom when I've handled a lot of very serious issues. And he said, and that's the bad part of being a judge. Today is a good day. He said, today I will go home, and I will share this story with my family, and I will do it with a smile. Thank you. He said, I purposely scheduled these to be the last thing I do in the business day. He said, because I want it to hold me over. I want it to be the last thing I think about for the rest of the day. So Judge Ruffin and Judge Flanagan, very, very similar guys.
Very similar. Yes. I got chills as you were telling me this.
Yeah.
Yes, very similar.
All right. You hang in there. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, thank Ashley. You. All
thank
right.
Thank you. Ashley Bye. Campbell remembering the incredible presence of, Judge Doug Flanagan, who we lost today. We'll be back. Stay with us, the Austin Road Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.